By the way, I'm going to transfer you to be the host now, because
All
I.
right, all good. All right. So first, I guess welcome to a newsman. Thank you, everybody, for joining. We've obviously spoken about Sfirat Homer before, but I don't think we've ever spoken about the concept of Shomea Ka'ona as it applies to Sfirat Homer, and it comes up in two kind of interesting ways. The first is just the halachic one that you're all thinking of, which is okay when the chazan or the rabbi counts and he makes a bracha, is he motzi me? What happens to my bracha? Am I yotze against my will with Shomea Ka'ona? That's one aspect of this. But there's a more interesting aspect, which is the mitzvah itself and how we know that what we're doing is right, which is how we know that our counting is what we're supposed to do. What's the other option? Right? If it's not a mitzvah on all of us, who would the mitzvah be chal on?
Bezdin.
Bezdin. Right. Now, why would I think such a thing? So it turns out there are, let's see if I could find it. Okay, here it is. Yeah. It turns out there are two, really three sources for Sfiras Homer in the Psukim, one of which doesn't really apply, but I just for intellectual honesty, I put it down on the sheet anyway. So the first is obviously the source for the mitzvah. In Parshas Hamoados, towards the end of Vayikra, the Torah says, "Usifartem lachem mimacharat haShabbat." Right, you should count plural, mimacharat haShabbat, which we know means the day after the first day of Pesach. Miyoma viachem et omer atunufa sheva Shabbatot miotiena ad mimacharat haShabbat haShviit tisperu chamishim yom v'ikravtem mincha chadasha la'Adonai. So it's important to point out that this is not just the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, this is the method by which we know when Shavuos falls out, right? If you look in the Torah, there's a pasuk that says on the 15th day of Tishrei is Chag HaSukkot. If you look in the Torah, there's a pasuk that says on the 15th day of Nisan is Chag HaPesach. Same thing for Rosh Hashanah, same thing for Yom Kippur. But such a pasuk does not appear in any place with respect to Shavuos. All you have is Usfartem lachem mimacharat haShabbat, count 7 full weeks, and on the day after the 7 full weeks, you'll bring a special karban, and then there's a pasuk that says it's a Mikra Kodesh, it's a Yom Tov, but that's the only way. Okay, that's one counting. Look in the next source, in source number two, in Parshas Behar, it happens to be just two prakim after the psukim in Amor, the Torah says in a different language, V'safarta lecha sheva shabbatot shanim, sheva shanim, sheva pamim. And you will count 7 cycles of 7 years, V'hayu lecha yimei sheva shabbatot hashanim, teisha v'arbaim shana. The exact parallel to Sfiras HaOmer, except you're not counting days. What are you counting? You're counting years. And instead of the 50th day being Shavuos, what's the 50th year? Pasuk test. V'ha'avarta shofar tura b'chodesh ha'shivii be'asor l'chodesh b'yom ha'kipurim taviu shofar b'chal ha'artzichem. You'll blow a shofar on the 50th year on Yom Kippur. And here it comes. V'kidashtem et shenat ha'chamishim shana ukratem duror ba'aretz d'chol yoshva. Yovel hi tihyelachem v'shavtem ishal achuzato v'ishal mishpachto toshuvu. You'll count 49 years, 7 cycles of 7 shmitos, and the 50th year will be a yovel. Okay, who's this mitzvah on?
Basin.
Well, since none of us have ever counted shmita and yovel in our lives, now it happens to be, I think, halacha lemaisa, everybody's lost the count. Right, we don't really know. And I'll be honest with you, it's one of these halachos that nobody really wants to figure it out, right? There's a machlokes between two shitos, but lemaisa, we paskin that when Rov Yoshvea Aleha, when most Jews, and obviously in this context it means most halachic Jews, live in the land of Israel, Shemitah will be Doraisa. And when Shemitah is Doraisa and Yovel is Noheg, the Heter Mechira won't really apply. Right? The Heter Mechira applies only because it's Drabanan. Nobody's too interested in announcing that most Jews live in Israel. And sadly, you know, if it hasn't happened already, it's going to happen by subtraction. Right? Jews who live in Israel overwhelmingly, and overwhelmingly means, you know, 90% or above 90% marry other Jews. Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz, you know, easily over 50%, but probably much higher than that, marry non-Jews. And so very quickly, you know, 9 million Jews in Israel will be the majority, not because, you know, of the growth of the Jews in Israel. So, okay, but we're growing. You know, we'll get there. Okay, that has to just be a side point. But the point of the Psukim in Vayikra in Perek Chafhei in Parshas Bahar is it's written in singular, right? I cleverly bolded the words in the first Pasuk. It says, Usfartem lachem, plural. That's our mitzvah of Shemitah. In the second, in Shemitah V'Yovel, I'm sorry, the first one is our mitzvah of counting Sfira Sa'omer. In the second source, the Safar Talacha, that's a mitzvah individually on the Bezdin to keep track of the years of the cycle of Shemitah and Yovel. And why they're so parallel, you know, we'll leave that for another time, but obviously there's a lot to say there. Now, it's perfect except as a third source. In Dvarim, where I didn't number it, but I just threw it in at the end. The next little bit, in Shiva Shavos Tispar Lach. You're supposed to count 7 weeks, and that's written in singular. Then it will be Shavuos. So we'll leave out, this is the Psukim in Re'eh. I guess we'll have to leave it out because I don't really know what to say about that. It's written in the singular. But the Gemara wants to know how we know that Sfira Sa'omer is a mitzvah on each of us. And the Gemara says, well, the Pasuk says, Usfartem lachem in plural. Source number 3, the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Samachem, it best says, Tanu Rabbanan, Usfartem lachem, Shetehe Sfira lechol echad ve'echad. Okay, you might have thought Sfira Sa'omer is a mitzvah like other counting that's just on Bezdin. No, says the Gemara, Usfartem lachem teaches us that it's on each of us individually. Now, if you step back, you say to yourself, well, I don't understand what's going on. Of course, Usfartem lachem means each of us individually. What's the parallel to the plural of Sfira Sa'omer? Anybody know? After I say it, you're going to regret this. The Torah says, Ulekachtem lachem bayom arishon pri eitz hadar kapot marimana, right? Ulekachtem lachem. And that is shetehe l'kicha l'kal echad ve'echad, each of us, right? The chazen, the rabbi, is not motzi us in dalet minim on sukkos. The rabbi, the chazen, is not motzi us in the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer. But why would you think otherwise? Right? That's really the question we have to deal with. Why would you think that just because there's another pasuk in Bahar that's written in the singular, that Sfira Sa'omer would be in the singular? It's a different mitzvah. Okay, great. There are parallels between them. But one is counting Shemitahs to get to Yovel, and one having nothing to do with it is counting days from Pesach till Shavuos to get to Matan Torah. So why would you think that those two things are parallel, that you would learn one from the other? So the answer is, first of all, if you want to see that Gemara just quoted in source number 5, I forgot that I put it down. Right, the Gemara in Sukkah Mamal from Bay says, Mina and Emili, how do I know that everybody has to take a Lulav and Esrog, the Tana Rabbanon, Ulekachtem Shetehe Lekicha Biyad Kol Echad Ve'echad. Okay, but now let's come back to
but
our
doesn't
question.
Doesn't that seem counterintuitive?
Doesn't what seem counterintuitive?
That Ulekachtem is written in plural. If they wanted it for each one, why doesn't it say Lekachta? There are other mitzvot where it's written in singular.
So we generally say that when the Torah, you know, uses a plural verb, it means each of us individually. And when the Torah uses a singular verb, it means Bezdin. That's the general rule. Yeah, I don't know if there. I can't think of an exception right now. If you have one, let us know. I don't know.
Kaved et avicha ve'et imecha is incumbent upon each of us individually, and it's written
because
in
it couldn't have
singular.
Been otherwise. What was the hava mina? Right. It would have been funny if it said kabedu et avicha ve'et imecha. Each person has to be mechabed
no,
his father
said,
and his mother.
Kibdu et avichem, shemru et haShabbat is on all of us. Tiru, it says in another point, it says tiru et, doesn't it says et imo et aviv et ivo tirau?
Ish
That's it.
imo va'aviv tirau.
So tirau is plural.
Okay, so maybe that's how we know that it applies. Okay.
But that it's again, in other words, it doesn't seem to me that using a plural thing to tell it that it's on each individual seems like krum.
Okay, but Tosos thought so. Let's just point out the obvious. Look at source number four. Tosos says, "Usfartem lachem shetehei sfira lachal echad v'echad gabei yovel ksiv v'safarta lecha da'abez din kamer lehu rachmana." Because it says with respect to Yovel, v'safarta lecha, and there we say it means the mitzvah is on Bezdin and not on each yachid v'yachid, we might have thought the same thing applies to Sfira Saomer. So the Torah says in plural, Usfar Temlachem. So it could be, Debbie, that that each case has to be looked at in its own, in its own psukim and in its own context. And you can't say a general rule, as I tried, to say plural always means each and singular doesn't mean it. But what Tosis is underlying is, I think, a much more significant point, which is it's not just that Tosus is saying in the plural, it means each of us, and in the singular, it means Bezdin, and that you might have learned from the mitzvah of Shemitah and Yovel in Bahar that that's the rule also with respect to Sfira Saomer. It's thematically connected, right? What's the one thing we know that Bezdin controls? Anybody?
The calendar.
Calendar.
Right, the calendar. It's the first mitzvah in the Torah. Right, Achadosh Zeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. And the pasuk says in source number six, at the beginning of the parsha that we were reading in source number one, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'al marta alehem mo'adei Hashem asher tikru otam mikra'i kodesh elehem mo'adai. And the Gemara says, asher tikru otam, don't read it otam, read it atem. You have control of the calendar. You Bezdin determine when holidays are. And so my guess is that Tosus isn't just saying you might have learned from the second pasuk in Bahar that Bezdin controls. Why would you have said such a thing? The answer is, as I mentioned before, because this isn't just the mitzvah of Sfira Saomer. This is how we know that it's Shavuos. And without the pasuk of Usfar Temlach, and we might have thought to ourselves, well, if this is how we know that it's Shavuos, that mitzvah has to be left to Bezdin. It's not for each individual to determine when Shavuos is. It's for the Bezdin to determine when Shavuos is. Comes the Gemara and says, no, Usfartem lachem means that it's for each of us. Now, there are kind of, I guess, I suppose, two ways you could look at this. Is the Hava Amina that we have nothing to do with the calendar, right? It's only Bezdin's, control. And then the answer could be one of two. The answer is no, it's not just a mitzvah for Bezdin. Or yes, it's a mitzvah for Bezdin. And this proves that Shavuos is much more dependent on Pesach than we think. Right? Who determines when Pesach starts? The answer is Bezdin. Now, either way, since we start to count towards Shavuos from Yom HaMacharat, from the day after Pesach, we're counting from a day that the Bezdin established. But how does that work? So we normally think that, Bezdin establishes each of the holidays. Mo'adei Hashem asher tikru otam mikra'i kodesh. Bezdin determines the holidays. And we follow along with the determination of Bezdin. But in this case, it seems like that's not the way it works. we collectively, and by collectively, I mean each of us individually, when we count every night, we're counting towards Matan Torah. And here, I'm not sure that this is right. I put this Ramban down for another reason, but let's skip this source number 13. You have to understand, this is a Ramban that's Kabbalistic. So there are parts that we understand, and there are parts that we don't understand. Okay, so the Ramban, in talking about the holidays, says as follows. V'tziva b'chag ha-matzot, it's an incredible Ramban anyway. V'tziva b'chag ha-matzot shiva yamim b'kdusha lifnehem ula'acharehem ki kulam kidoshim uvutocham Hashem. It's just a cool line. I don't know what the 7 days, you know, what it means that there are 7 days of Kiddush before Pesach. Maybe it goes to the Miluim. I'm not sure what it means. And 7 days of Kiddush after Pesach. But now it comes. Umana mimenu, and count from Pesach, tish'av arba'im yom, shiva shavuot kimei olam. So Ramban says it's not just a random number, right? Seven cycles of seven happen to be the period of time in which God created the world. V'kadesh yom shemini kishmini shel chag. Stop thinking of Shavuos as a separate holiday and start thinking of Shavuos as the eighth day of Pesach. Right? How does Sukkos work? Sukkos has 7 days and then a holiday called Shmini Atzeres. Says the Ramban, Pesach has 7 days. Now, it's true, this is some extended period between Pesach and the next holiday, but the next holiday is also called Atzeres. Well, we've renamed Atzeres to be Shavuos, but it was called Atzeres. And says the Ramban, it's really incredible, V'hayamim hasfurim beintayim, the intermediary days between Pesach and Shavuos are kicholo shel moed, Bein harishon v'hashmini b'chag, they are parallel to the Chol HaMoed that exists between the first day of Sukkos and the eighth day of Sukkos. V'hu yom matan Torah, and that eighth day is the day of matan Torah, she'haram bo et isho hagdola u'dvarav shamu mitoch ha'esh. Right, that's the day that God made us his nation, and we heard him speak from the fire. V'lachein yikru abotenu z'al b'chol makam chag ha'shavuot, Atzeret. That's why we call Shavuos Atzeret. Why? Ki hu kiyom shmini shel chag shekira'o hakatuv kein. Because that's just like Shmini Atzeres. It's an unbelievable idea. First of all, just as an aside, the Ramban couldn't imagine that Sfiras Omer would turn into some period of Avelos. Right? The Ramban says Sfiras Omer is kicholo shel moy ben harishon v'ashmini b'chag. And we should keep that in mind. It's true, you know, the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva died. Okay, obviously they died much, much, much after Tanakh was written. And we have certain nihugi avelos. But on the whole, says the Ramban, the period is a joyous period. And for the Ramban then, what he's saying is, probably you shouldn't say there are three regalim, even though there obviously are. There's two regalim. One is Sukkos, which has as part of it a separate holiday called Shmini Atzeres. And the other one is Pesach, that has as part of it, as its last day, something called Atzeres, you know, the parallel to Shmini Atzeres. And it's interesting to note, even though, again, I'm not sure of this, but it's interesting to note, there are no mitzvos on Shmini Atzeres, just like there are no mitzvos on Shavuos. And each time you have a holiday that has no mitzvos, what do Chazal do? Chazal stick in some celebration regarding Torah. Right? We all know there's no place in the Torah that it says that Matan Torah happened on Shavuos. We know that it happened on Shavuos. We could calculate dates, and we know that's what the holiday is about. But it doesn't say it any place. Similarly, there's nothing about Shmini Atzeres / Simchas Torah that tells you you have to celebrate the completion of the Torah. In fact, early on, we read the Torah in 3 years, not in 1 year. But at some point, my feeling is, at some point, Chazal said, we have this day. We don't have sukkah. We don't have lulav. We don't have matzah. We don't have maror. What are we going to do on this day? And Chazal were, well, what we should do is make it a celebration of Torah. And there really is a parallel between Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos. Right? We slash Chazal made the theme of Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, even though it's not that way in the Torah. And similarly, we slash Chazal made the content of Shmini Atzeres slash Simchas Torah the finishing of the Torah. Okay, so again, what we saw as sort of a halachic idea becomes bigger in that it might also be a philosophic idea. And that it's true, we count towards Shavuos, Usfartem Lachem, each of us individually. But that doesn't mean that we can establish a holiday. What we're really counting, says the Ramban, is the Chol HaMoed between the first day of the holiday, namely Pesach, and the last day of the holiday, namely Shavuos. Now, philosophically also, there's a whole discussion where the story ends with respect to Yitzias Mitzrayim and Leil HaSeder. And it seems obvious that Chazal didn't want the whole story told in one night. And therefore, at Leil HaSeder, the focus is completely on Yitzias Mitzrayim. 7 days later, on Shvi Shel Pesach, the focus is on Kriyas Yamsuf. And 42 days later, the focus is on Maimad Har Sinai and Kabbalah Satorah. But all of them are part of the same story. And all of them could have been on the same Yom Tov if we needed it to be. But Chazal separated them out, artificially, so that, because they're each so significant, that each deserves its own focus, and each deserves to have a holiday that commemorates just that part. And so we artificially stop the Seder before we reach the ultimate goal of the Seder. In fact, we stop the Seder before we even get to Yam Suf. It's basically just the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But, we were just 2 million Jews trapped in the desert and lost on the 15th day of Nisan. There wasn't that much to celebrate, right? And even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us at Yam Suf and killed all the Egyptians, we're still kind of stuck. Where are we going to go? But when we get to Matan Torah, when we get to Har Sinai, now we've gotten someplace. And that's Shavuos that follows Pesach. And that's the connection, both thematic and halachic, between the two stories. Okay? But coming back to the point is, even though we paskin Shomea Kaona, each of us is supposed to count by ourselves. And it's a mitzvah for each of us to count by ourselves. Okay. This also plays through, that's the first point I wanted to make. Now, this also plays through in a strange way. Again, you have this limud in the Gemara that seems to say that Sfira Sa'omer is an exception to the general rule, and Sfira Sa'omer is a mitzvah al kol echad ve'echad. Says the Levush in source number 7, it's very, very famous. The Levush was a Talmud of the Ramah. He lived into the 1600s. He lived in Krakow. And he says a very, very fascinating thing that got big play in the Achronim. Says the Levush in source number 7, U'mitzvah al kol echad mi Yisrael lispar la'atzmo. Okay, that's what we saw. That's the Gemara, right? But he does something strange with it. He says, Ve'ein echad yotzei bisfirat chavero afilu omer amein. Once it's not a din, L'chatchila of Shomea Ka'ona, he says, Shomea Ka'ona doesn't apply. Even if your friend had in mind to be motzi you in the bracha of Sfira Sa'omer, it wouldn't work. Shekein mashma'ut usfartem lachem, shetehe sfira l'chol echad ve'echad. Because he says the simple meaning of the limud of usfartem lachem, meaning the plural of usfartem, is that not just that you have permission, but that you're obligated to. And the way the Levush sees it, if I'm obligated to count, I cannot be yotzeh. Sorry. If I'm obligated to count, I cannot be yotzeh with somebody else's counting. So he took the limud of usfartem lachem so seriously that he thought that it foreclosed the opportunity for us to apply what we normally think is the halacha, which is shomea kona. And to be honest with you, that is normally the halacha. And to be honest with you, that is the halacha with respect to sfiras haomer. It just happens to be the levush disagrees. His idea is rejected la halacha, but the idea behind it is really fascinating. The idea that when the Torah says usfartem lachem, it's not just a technical limud, it's telling you that sfiras haomer is a different type of mitzvah. And that you cannot be yotzeh with your friends, you know, your friend's bracha. That the mitzvah is your mitzvah and your mitzvah alone. And it's not just that you have the right to count by yourself, you have the obligation to count by yourself.
Sorry, just a second. Apologize.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay. That's the Levush. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to quote his idea, but he's going to bring the other side of the Machlokas also. Says the Mishnah Berurah in source number 8, Lispar la'atzmo, divsivu sfartem lachem, mashma shehamitzvah chal al kol yachid v'yachid. Right? That's the Gemara. V'hine mashma mizeh debisfira eino kimo bishar mitzvot hatolui ba'amira le'inyan kiddush. So according to this, he says, Sfiras Haomer is not part of the group of mitzvos ba'amira, like Kiddush, where you make Kiddush, you yotze your whole family, and Havdalah, the same thing. Things like that. That's the general halachic principle. Shomea kona. If I hear you make the bracha, and I have kavana, then it's like I made the bracha. V'hacha gilsa ha-Torah d'lo yatsa kol kama d'lo safar ba'atzmo. But here, the Gemara is telling us a unique halacha, that if you didn't count, you're not yotze. Because shomea kona doesn't apply to sfira sa'omer, because usfartem lachem means shetehe sfira l'chal echad ve'echad. Okay, but then the Mishnah Berurah says, but the halacha is otherwise. Aval, second to last line on the page. Yesh me'achronim shekosfu de kavanas ha-Torah hu rak de lo neima de mitzvah zo abezdin. He's saying, no, it's what we thought originally. You might have thought the mitzvah is on Bezdin and not on each individual. Kimo b'shmitin v'yovlin, v'yovlos, same as the pasuk in Bahar where the mitzvah really does belong to Bezdin, de ksiv sham. V'safar talacha elakai atzibur, aval be'emet im shama. I'm getting it. Mechavero shesafar v'hit kaven lotzeit. But he says, but the fact of the matter is, if you hear from your friend and he makes a bracha and you have kavanah to be yotze, v'gam chavero kivein lahotziyo, and your friend had kavanah to be motzi you, yatsa kimo b'chol makom. It's obviously the rule of Shomea Kona is going to apply to Sfiras Omer. Dikaimalan Shomea Kona. V'chol ze bisfira. All this applies to the counting of the day. Aval bibracha shemavarchin ala sfira, but with respect to Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, asher kiddushanu mitzvosav v'tzivanu al sfirat haomer, dekuli alma, efshar lotzeis al yidei chaveiro, afilu hu bachi, ukmo b'chol ha-brachot, Miu minhag b'chol Yisrael shakal echad mivarech v'sofer la'atzmo ve'ein somchin al hashatz. So here the Mishnah Berurah is running into a bit of a problem, because it seems like, I'll say it this way, and I did this research. The original minhag was, it's hard to say the original minhag because it's a whole world, but in Egypt and in Yerushalayim, the original minhag was everybody counted, and then the chazan made the bracha. Why? Okay, so if God forbid somebody missed a night, And we paskin that if you miss a day, you're out, you know, you can no longer count with a bracha, which itself is a major, major machlokes, but we do paskin that way. Therefore, okay, if you had missed a day, God forbid, so the chazan will be motzi you. Now, why did we change that minhag? We changed that minhag for obvious reasons, right? A lot of people come to shul and they don't remember exactly how many days there were or what night we're up to. So if the rabbi or the chazan counts first, and unlike in my shul in Efrat, they actually get it right, okay, then I'll know that today is 10, that tonight is 11, that last night was 9. But otherwise, we're going to be in a situation where you can have people making a bracha, but they won't know what day it is. Now, that makes complete sense. And practically, it really, really does work, and it helps us, except for the problem. What's the problem? The problem is when the chazan says, Asher Kishem Sovsuno Al Sfirat Omer, and you say Amen, well, if you have Kavanah to be Yotze, and he has Kavanah to be Motzi you, right, both question marks, how can you make your own bracha? It's very similar to Hallel. Right, when the chazan makes a bracha at the beginning of Hallel, if you have Kavanah to be Yotze with his bracha, when you say Amen, you mean something like, yes, I agree, that's me. Well, then what allows you to make your own bracha? And the truth is, Sfardim, who I now daven with, they know this. And when the chazan makes a bracha on Hallel, they say Amen, and they start Halukha, Lu Avdei Hashem, etc. They don't repeat the bracha. What should we do? What we should do, and now it sounds funny, is have in mind not to be Yotze. When you say Amen to the bracha of Sfiras Omer, you should say Amen, I agree, but I don't want this to be my bracha. I want to make my own bracha with respect to Kiddush on Friday night. When somebody makes Kiddush, when you say Amen in the sense that both I agree with what's being said, and I want this bracha to count for me. I want this to be the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush for me. But with respect to Hallel, and with respect to Sfiras HaOmer, if you want to make your own bracha, you have to have in mind not to be Yotze. Now, what do you do if, God forbid, you forgot? I say God forbid like it's the worst thing in the world. What do you do if you forgot a day? So the truth is, you have one of two possibilities. You could either go to the chazan before Maariv and say to him, I missed a day. Can you please have in mind to be motzi me when you get around to making the bracha? Which is slightly embarrassing. And also, you know, maybe he will remember, maybe he won't remember by the time he gets to making the bracha of Sfira. Or you could just say to the guy next to you, could you please be motzi me in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? He'll make the bracha. And then, of course, you're going to count. Right? You could always do the mitzvah. One of the really frustrating things to me, I think, about Sfiras HaOmer is because we paskin like this strange sheet of the Bahag that if you miss a day, you're out. So if you miss a day, fine. You miss another day. You know, what's the difference? I'm out. The answer is you're not out. You just lost the opportunity to make a bracha. But the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is not the bracha. The mitzvah is Hayom Asara Yamim Shem Shavua Echadu Shlosha Yamim Ba'Omer, or Shlosha Yamim La'Omer, or both if you're super from. Okay, but that's what it is. And we should not lose track of that. And nobody should say, God forbid, well, I'm out. Nobody's out. I can't make a bracha anymore. Okay, so I'll be somech on somebody else's bracha. But with respect to the actual counting, of course I'm going to count. And of course I have to count. Okay, now, go to the last two lines of the Mishnah Berurah. It's unrelated, but it's really an important point. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kasvu ha'achronim, desfira mutar b'chol lashon. You could count Sfira somewhere in any language, ubilvad sheyavino toha lashon, so long as you understand that language. I do not understand Russian, so if I count in Russian, I wouldn't be Yotze. V'im eino mevin, if you don't understand, afilu siper b'lashon ha'kodesh, even if you count it in Hebrew. If you don't know that Hayom Asara Yamim means yesterday was 9 and tomorrow's going to be 11, you don't understand what the numbers mean in Hebrew, Eino Yotze, you didn't count. Dekevan de lo yada mai ka'amar ein zo sfira. Since you don't know what you said, you didn't do Sfiras HaOmer. And this is unrelated to mitzvos tzrichos kavana or mitzvos eino tzrichos kavana. As a general rule, we paskin for mitzvos doraisa, mitzvos tzrichos kavana, for mitzvos drabanon, mitzvos eino tzrichos kavana. So why don't we say, well, Sfiras HaOmer is a machlok, is it doraisa drabanon? So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't matter. Counting implies that you understand what it means that today is 10. And if you don't understand what that means, you didn't do the mitzvah. It's true with respect to matzah, whether you understand what matzah is or not, whether you understand the reasons behind it, you ate the matzah. With respect to lulav, whether you understand or not, you picked up a lulav. That's the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. But the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah for Sfiras HaOmer is not saying something. The ma'aseh ha-mitzvah for Sfiras HaOmer is counting. And if I don't know what night I'm up to, you know, whatever that means, and whatever the indicia are of, whatever the proof is that you understand or not, I don't know. But if you don't have in mind that you're counting, you didn't count, and the Mishnah Berurah says you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So, I don't know whether there should be something in shuls where people say in advance that tonight is 10. People are so nervous to be yotzei. God forbid, if you answer, what's tonight? And you say 10, I was yotzei the mitzvah already. Oh, whatever. It'd be better if everybody knew what day it was. Okay. Back to Shomea Ka'ona. If I ask you what it means, Shomea Ka'ona, everybody will have a basic idea. But there's a fundamental and a famous Chakira in Achronim that I think expands back to Rishonim and to ideas that are very halacha l'maisa for us. The Chakira is as follows. When I say Shomea Ka'ona, what do I mean? Right? Is it that Shomea Ka'ona literally, it's exactly as if I made the bracha when I hear it? There's no difference in my saying the bracha out loud or saying amen to your bracha. Afterwards, the halacha looks at me as if I said my bracha out loud? Or no? The halacha is Shomea Ka'ona. I'm yotzei the mitzvah without doing anything, without saying anything. It's not telling me how I'm yotzei the mitzvah. It's just telling me that I am yotzei the mitzvah. It's not like I said the bracha out loud, but Shomea Ka'ona, I don't have to say the bracha out loud. Let's just repeat that because it's an important point. One is Shomea Ka'ona means it's literally as if I made the bracha out loud. When I hear you make a bracha, I get credit for having said the bracha myself. The second one is no. You don't need to say the bracha yourself. You don't need to get credit for saying the bracha. The halacha recognizes you as having been yotzei the mitzvah. How does it do that? It doesn't matter. Who cares? It works. That's all I need to know. Now, okay, it sounds like an interesting chakir, but what's the difference? L'may nafkamina. Why should I care how Shomea Ka'ona works? And here we come to a situation I think most of us have found ourselves in, maybe all of us at some point or another. And there are a number of permutations, but let's do the basic one. You daven a longer Shmona Esrei, or God forbid you're late for shul. And so the Shliach Tzibur starts Chazar Sashatz, and you're in the middle of Shema Koleinu. Okay? And he gets to Kedusha. And you're in the middle of, I don't know, of Sim Shalom. And you're not going to make it, but you want to say Kedusha. So what do you do? Right? All of us have found ourselves in that situation. So says Rashi in source number 9 in the Masech HaSukkah. It's a really famous Rashi. V'chein lamit palalim bitzibur. V'shaliach tzibur omer kaddish o yehesh mei rabah. Okay, it's not just Kedusha. It's kaddish o yehesh mei rabah. So what do you do? Says Rashi, and this is what all of us do. Yishtaku b'tfilatan. So I stop saying Shmona Esrei. V'yishme'u b'kavana. And I have in mind to be yotzei with the chazan, which is so frustrating sometimes when the chazan doesn't say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh out loud. Because that's the whole point. V'harehein ka'onin. That's Shomea Ka'ona. It's as if I answered. U'kishe yigmor ha'kdusha yachzeru l'tfilatan. And after Kedusha, you go back and you start Sim Shalom and everything is perfect. V'chein yisid Rabbi Yehuda yigon Baal Halachos Gedolos. And that was also the minhag of the Baal Halachos Gedolos. Okay? It seems like it makes complete sense. Except for what? Anybody?
If it's as if you're saying it, how can you say it? You're middle of Shemot Esrei.
Excellent. Says Tosfos, Rashi's grandsons jump all over their grandfather. Source number 10. Because of Rashi b'soka perak lulav ha-gazol, da adam ha-mispalel v'shama me-piachazen kadish o-kedusha, eina yachol ha-vsik v'lanoti ma-tzibur, ela yishtok, you just stop davening, v'yam tin ma'at, and you'll wait, v'shomea ka'oneh. V'yesh loma d'lechatchila ein lasos kein. Tosa says, halacha l'mais, it doesn't make any sense. De'aniya chashiva tfei hidur mitzvah. Okay, this is a separate point. Tosa thinks it's better to answer, but that's not our point. Here it comes. V'rabbeinu tam v'ri hayu omrin. De'adirabba, on the contrary, ishomea ka'ona havehafsaka im shotek. What's the difference if I don't say anything? If Shomea Ka'oneh means it's as if I answered, then I was mafsik during Shmona Esrei. Right? Now, what's the answer for Rashi? Morty, the sponsor, the Mazel Tov, what's the answer for Rashi? There are two sides to our Chakira on Shomea Ka'oneh. Go ahead. Don't wave at me.
It's not as if you said it. You're Yotze.
Yeah. Rashi must hold that Shomea Kona means it's not like I said it. Through the magic of halacha, I get credit for having said it. But I never said it. It's not a hefsek. So that's why almost all the achronim say that the two sides of the chakira are really a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Right? The Ri and Rabbeinu Tam disagreed with their grandfather. And they say, if you're going to be quiet during Kedusha, you might as well say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Because it's exactly the same thing. And it's a hefsek. So the truth is, what would they say? Halacha l'maisa? I suppose they would say, okay, you blew it. You're not going to hear Kedusha. Next time, daven Shmona Esrei faster. I don't know. But there seems to be no solution to their problem that if Shomea Ka'ona is as if you actually said it, then it's a hefsek. But Tosus recognizes when they've lost. The Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, the last line in source number 10, just you don't normally see this in Tosus. Umi kal makom nahagu ha'am lishtok v'lishmoa v'gadol ha-minhag. Right? Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri say, we're not going to change anybody's mind. Right? Rashi's already come and said what he thinks, and everybody's established the halacha like Rashi. We think it's wrong. But, you know, I don't know, halacha, minhag, okay, halacha, whatever you're going to say, lemaisa, the halacha now is, and people have accepted the idea, that if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and you want to get credit for having answered Kedusha, or Kaddish, or Amen Yesh Me'rab, or something like that, so be quiet, have in mind to be Yotze, and, you know, and you'll be Yotze, and it won't be a hefsek, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in source number 11. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Eino posek lo lekadish velo lekdusha." If you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you do not stop for kadish or kedusha. Ella yishtok v'yichavein l'masha omer shliach tzibur. You should be quiet and have kavana to be yotze with the shliach tzibur. And the Bir Halacha, also written by the Mishnah Berurah, sort of expands to include what we just said. Source number 12. Says the Bir Halacha, V'yihye ke'oneh, Ayin b'mishnah Berurah, V'ayin b'beis Yosef, U'v'darkei Moshe, De'etzem din zeh, Im mutar lishtok v'lishmoa, right? The whole question of whether you could be quiet during Shemona Esrei, stop davening, and be yotzei with the chazen, Talya b'plugta d'yesh omrim, D'kevon d'shomea ke'oneh, Hu ke'oneh mamosh, right? If you hold, like Tosfos, that stopping and listening is as if you answered, v'asur mitam hefsek, then it would be a hefsek. V'afal pikein, Nevertheless, since the minhag amongst Klal Yisrael was to do exactly that, to follow Rashi, so that's how we paskin, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and that's how the Bir Halacha explains. There are two sides to Shomea Kaona. According to the Tosfos side, it's not going to work. But according to the Rashi side, that Shomea Kaona doesn't literally mean that you're answering. It just means that we're giving you credit as if you answered. Then you can stop during Shemona Esrei and not worry about it being a hefsek. Okay. There's one wrinkle. Yes. Yes.
Excuse my ignorance, but would this be also related to Shtika Kehodaya?
I don't think so. I mean, I would say, you know, Shtika Kehodaya is like a Beinon L'Chavero din. And Shomea Kaona is a halacha, you know, Beinon L'Makom. It's how things work. Maybe there's some connection, but I don't really see it. Okay, but
Ellie,
I could be wrong all the time. Morty?
So the first answer in Tosos before Rabbeinu Tam was the that it's not a hefsek. You should answer, not just be quiet. So how does that work?
First of all, I don't know that's the first answer. The first answer is it's hider mitzvah, right? You don't want to just be yotze. You want to be yotze with hider mitzvah. You want to be able to respond to the chazan. But then it sounds like it's a different shita, meaning. A separate shita is, so you're right. I really shouldn't say it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosos. I should say it's a machlokas Rashi and his grandsons. Yeah. Rashi versus Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Again, both of whom are grandsons, and you would think that they could settle this over the Shabbos table. They don't have to write it in their Sfarim. But okay, you know, it is what it is. Now, just one wrinkle to all of this. The Beis Halevi says that Shomea Kaona works, like the halacha says, unless the amira has to be done in a particular way. If the amira has to be done in a particular way, then Shomea Kaona can't work. What's the example? So it's one that we wouldn't think would be an example, but it is. Birchas Kohanim. Okay, there used to be a time, and I didn't know this till I saw this recently, that one of the ways they did Birchas Kohanim is they'd be mechabed, you know, one person, one super Talmud Chacham, to make the bracha. All the other Kohanim would just say Amen to his bracha, which, by the way, solves the problem you have in most shuls, which is, you know, it's hard to get the Kohanim to basically say it exactly the same time. And so you're stuck sometimes saying, what should I say? Amen now? Should I wait for the last guy? What do I do? Right? That last guy is really, really annoying because he wants everybody to hear his bracha and no one else's. And, you know, that's not good. Okay. So what do you do? So the Beis Halevi says, well, with respect to Birchas Kohanim, where the din is Amor Lahem, that the Kohanim have to say it out loud, then Shomea Kona won't work. Because it could be, it's as if you said it, but if you have to say it in a particular way, then it's not going to work. The Chazon Ish thinks that's not true, thinks you could be Yotze, you know, even if there's some rule about saying it out loud. But for us, it plays out in a really, really strange way, right? We all know when we listen to Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim that there are things that we say out loud. And there's a very famous idea of the rugged shover who says as follows. Why is it, I think the minhag is in places that I've davened, I think the minhag is in B'nai Shuron, that before the Aseres B'nai Haman, the Balkore stops and everybody says Aseres B'nai Haman and then the Balkore continues and repeats. So why would that be? So says the rugged shover, it's a great thing. He says, yeah, the Balkore could be motzi me in the words. But if there's a halacha that I have to say Aseres B'nei Haman b'nishima achas in one breath because of some strange medrash that says they all died as one, and I want to be makbid for that, then I have to say it. Right? You can't be yotzik. Shomea Kaona means I said Aseres B'nei Haman. But for the rugged shover, Shomea Kaona doesn't mean that I said Aseres B'nei Haman in one breath. If there's an additional requirement of saying it in one breath, that's not Shomea Kaona, that's a separate halacha, and then we would have to do it ourselves. I suppose maybe that also explains the Dalip Psukim of Geula, right? If there's something about saying it out loud, louder than the other Psukim, then, you know, you can't have the Chazan be motzi you, you have to do it yourself. Okay, quick recap, and then one last point before we run out of time. We started with this idea of how does Sfira Songmer work, and we saw there's a pasuk that says it in the plural, usfartem lachem, but there's another pasuk that says it in the singular, right? But the other pasuk isn't talking about Sfira Songmer. The other pasuk is talking about Shemitah and Yovel. And we decided that the Gemara says the chiddush of usfartem lachem shetehei Sfira lachal achad v'achad to let you know that you might have thought that just like the calendar is controlled by Beis Din, since Sfiras Omer doesn't have a date, so I'm sorry, since Shavuos does not have a date in the Torah, I might have thought to myself, it's not my mitzvah, I can't establish when Shavuos is. Comes the Gemara and says, no, you can. That's exactly the din of Usfartem Lachem. And we mentioned the Ramban in Amor. I think the Ramban, by the way, is not on Shavuos. I think it's on Shmini Atzeres. You could look there, but there's amazing Ramban who says, no, Shavuos is the last day of Pesach. Really, Pesach starts with the first day. There's 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, or something like Sfiras HaOmer, and the last day is Matan Torah. Just like Sukkah starts with its own holiday and ends with Shmini Atzeres, so too with Pesach, right? So we have to start telling ourselves there aren't three regalim, there are two, even though that's against everything we've ever learned, and almost certainly there are three. This is just the Ramban's idea. But the idea that Shavuos ends as, you know, Shavuos is the continuation of Pesach or the conclusion of Pesach, it's true. It's true philosophically, it's true halachically, and it's something we should get used to. And so according to the Ramban then, we wouldn't be establishing a new holiday. Once Chazal said, Pesach is the 15th of Nisan, this is the 15th of Nisan, we then come and say, okay, now the Torah says count 49 days from this date, and the 50th day will be Shavuos. Obviously then, the idea of, you know, of Sfira being a terribly sad period of time doesn't make sense. The Ramban has that great line, V'hayamim ha-sfuim bein tayim k'cholo shel moed. Okay, then we talked about Shomer Kona, with respect to general halachos, the chakira of, is my saying it exactly as if I said it? Or no, Shomer Kona means if I listen to it, you know, somehow or another, I get credit for the mitzvah. That would be the explanation to the major machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. What do you do if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei and the Chazan's up to Kedusha? For Rashi, you sit quietly, you stand quietly, and you have Kavanah to be Yotzei, what the Chazan says, and then you continue Yishmona Esrei. For the Balei Atosos, for the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, what's wrong? For the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, that's going to be a Hefsek. You can't do that. But even the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam recognize that the Minig was already established by that point in time. It's, of course, how the Mechaber Paskins and the Mishneh Berurah explains exactly along the lines that we just explained. Tiny, tiny last source, just to be Yotzei, there's a Sefer Achinuch who says, what's the point of Sfiras HaOmer? It's just such a great idea. Mishar Shea Mitzvah al Tzad HaPshat, last source, source number 14. Lefi Shekol Ikaran Shel Yisrael Eino Ela HaTorah. Right, the whole point of the Jewish people is the Torah. Umipnei HaTorah Nivru Shamayim V'Aretz V'Yisrael. And it's the Torah that caused the creation of the world. Ukmo Shekatov Im Lo Briti Yom Malay L'Chukot Shamayim V'Aretz Lo Samti. V'hi ha'ikar v'hasiba shenigalu v'yatzu mimitzrayim k'dei shiyikablu ha'Torah b'Sinai v'kimuha. Right? It's not an unrelated idea. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Maiman Har Sinai. Says the Chinuch, that's what the Pasuk means. Ukmo Shamar Hashem L'Moshe. V'zeh l'cha od ki anochi shalachticha. This is the proof. B'hotziacha ta'am mimitzrayim. If you take the people out of Egypt, then ta'abduna ta'alokim ala harazeh. Upirush ha'pasuk kolomar. Hotziacha otam mimitzrayim yelecha ot sheta'abduna to'alokim ala har hazeh. Kilomar, Shetikablu haTorah shehi haikar hagadol shebishvil zehim nigalim vehi tachlit haTova shalahem veinyan gadol hu lahem yoter min acherut meavdut velachen yaaseh Hashem leMoshe ot tzeitam meavdut lekabalat haTorah ki haTofel osin ot laolam al haikar. Says the Sefer Achinuch, the fact that Yetzias Mitzrayim is a sign that Moshe will one day give them the Torah on Har Sinai points out that Yetzias Mitzrayim is just the tafel. It's not the main thing, right? It's not like we celebrate it. The main thing is Kabbalas HaTorah. The main thing is Shavuos. It happens to be that without Yetzias Mitzrayim, there would have been no Shavuos. And seeing those two together, maybe I guess that's the overriding idea here, that it's not a sad period of time, even though, of course, I'm not diminishing this, there are these Nihugi Avelos relating to the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, but it's the period of time in which we become worthy of not just Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we become worthy 49 days later of accepting the Torah. Okay, did a lot, ran a little bit over time. Sorry about that. Tried my best. Yashar Koach to everybody. Have a great, great week, and I guess we're back to a normal schedule. Bye, everyone.
Yashka, have a great Shabbos.
Mazel tov, Morty.
Hello, Mazel tov.
Shabbat, everyone. Good Erev Shabbos.